Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello and welcome back to the 169th annual Spelling Bee competition, where spelling is hard. I'm your host and commentator, Tahir Moore, and to my immediate right, I have an author for XNXX Videos, one of the best article writers we have in the business, Mr. Rob Hayes. Ladies and gentlemen, show him some love.
What is NXXS Videos?
It's like X Videos. It's like Pornhub.
No, I have not written any articles.
You sure?
On there, no.
Another guy by the name of Rob Hayes that's going by your name. Just want to let you know that.
Are you serious?
Yes. That's the only reason I watch some of the videos. I was like, oh,
for the commentary?
Yeah. The play-by-play.
That's not me. That's somebody else. That's another Rob Hayes
out
there. I am a silent observer when it comes to pornography. I don't even have a sign in. They'll let you watch whatever without signing in.
And it's true. I really thought it was you. The name comes up. They spelled the A with the triangle the way that you do, so I thought it was you for sure.
They're going to get a C and D. Definitely going to get a C and D. It's going to be your last... porn article day, sir. Yeah.
You're going to hit him with a cease and desist for writing porn articles.
Yes.
Okay?
Clearly, it's spilling into my brand. We're here for spelling. This was my intro.
I apologize. Are there any accolades you want to tell the people to look out for?
Yes. I am a champion at random facts.
Okay. Give me two right now.
The majority of the plastic on our planet was produced after 2004.
Really?
Yes.
Why? How was that? Like more vending machines?
They shouldn't have canceled Captain Planet.
Okay.
They canceled Captain Planet. Now look at us. We got all this post-voter died plastic out here.
Oh, God.
In the atmosphere. Second random fact. Michael Jordan averaged 37 points in 86-87. It's pretty random.
Any big
he didn't go far in the playoffs that year. It's just picked a random year.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, our contestants for the day have been picked completely at random. We did no background checks. We did no checks to see if they were great spellers or not. But we're going to find out that information right now. Our first contestant hails from Earth. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Asia Thrasher. Bam, 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 bam. Asia, where are you from?
I'm from View Park, California.
View Park? I looked at some houses there in View Park. They were still expensive. what do you do?
I work in security.
Nice. You secure things. I like it. Lock it down.
Security.
Is there a lot of spelling going on in security?
Yes, because I do dispatch and I have to write reports.
Oh. So, next question, most important question, are you a good speller?
Fair. Better at definitions.
Okay. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, our second contestant of the day, we have Miss Sasha West. A random fact about her is that she actually lived in, is it Japan for a while?
South Korea.
What was it like living in South Korea for a couple, was it a couple years or a couple months?
It was a year.
So you lived in South Korea for a year. What was it like?
It was very inexpensive, and that's like a whole party country. Like, the whole country is just a party, fun time.
Now, the most important question. Are you a good speller?
No.
No. Mm-mm. I like how she owned it. I like that she just gave us a no. I'm gonna completely this all the way up. And I appreciate that.
Thank
honesty
you.
Gets you nowhere in this game, unfortunately. It's all about spelling.
He's right, though. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to start the game, but we cannot start before we introduce our announcer. You've seen this young lady on all the other shows. Wording is hard. The previous spelling is hard. And you've also seen her on America's Most Wanted for just kidnapping raccoons. It's a random thing, but it's kind of her thing. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the show, Maya. How are you, Maya?
I'm good today, Tahir.
That is just never the energy I want. Mm-hmm. She never, like, brings it up here. It's always... And she's a figure skater.
Really?
She is a real figure skater.
Wow.
And you think that figure skaters are very jovial and they're just, you know, just living
I mean,
life.
They don't have to talk to figure skate.
I just need somebody on my
they
side.
They just kind of, you know, move on the ice.
Yeah, but they smile a lot. Like, when you're competitive, you're supposed to smile, right? What?
It's
Maya says no.
Okay.
Maya's from the Tonya Harding school of going out there. I'ma just get the triple axel and then that's gonna be it. I ain't smiling for nobody.
Okay. First round, ladies and gentlemen. Every round will be themed. There are five rounds, so each participant has five chances to take home this W. This first round is themed from social media. So this could be anything, Instagram, Facebook, retweeting. And we're going to kick it off with Miss West. Maya?
Miss West, your first word for social media is authenticity.
Ooh. Would you like it in a sentence? Maybe that'll help.
Yes, please. I need all the help I can get.
Authenticity. It was a dark day when I found out my favorite authenticity influencer was an AI.
Just take your time. Not that much time.
Okay. I'm going to just throw something out
there. It's 20 minutes later. She's like,
authenticity.
She's saying well.
She said it.
What did you say? What did you start with?
That's the first part. The first part, you got to be able to say it.
I said, oh.
No. Oh?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and have a seat, sweetheart. There you go. That was good. That was a good try.
Am I good to sit down?
Yeah, you're good sit down. That's we're not
wow,
even.
Wow, you gonna
just keep the mic with you? Yeah,
you
yeah.
Just gonna.
Well, she started with O. She just started with O.
Yeah, but you could have no. Let her see mm-hmm. What else she put in there.
Our family and friends are gonna be watching this. I'm not gonna do that to her.
No, like
thank you.
I was curious.
That.
Are you
like,
curious?
If you start with O, like what other letters you gonna put?
Okay,
in there?
All right. Well, Miss West, you wanna try? Let's keep it going with the O.
No,
come on, just for. Come on. We started with the O. You can't get any worse. Listen, stand up and just keep going for as long as you want. It's 19 letters. Just try to figure
what?
I am curious now. Now that he brought that up, if you started with the O, I want to. You can say it.
You
can
say it. Rob, why you do that to me? Come on, one more try. I'm sure everybody's curious, but yeah. You said I can sit down, right?
You can stay down to do it right there.
No.
Go ahead. Hey. Come on, give it a try.
Oh. What's the next word, Mike?
Authenticity.
We're just going to leave it be. She started with the O.
If somebody had a throwback 20 years ago and it was an authentic, we would have had to pull their card. If they had an authentic jersey, them stitches
gotta,
are loose.
You got to...
The stitches are loose.
Why are your holes so big in the netting, my boy? All right. Authenticity. Maya, would you like to spell it out for her just so she...
It's A.
Let's stop right there. Let's just stop right there just for a second and let that settle in. Let the dust settle. Let it get in. Just get in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Maya. Take it home.
A U T H E N T I C I T Y. Like author.
Okay. I thought she had
to do that at the end like that. I don't appreciate it.
But you know what? I was going to tell her like before she started like authenticity, like start with author. If you can get that part, then you're good. But she started with the O, I was like, ain't no hope. Ain't no hope left right there. But it was good. It was good. I appreciate you being here. All right, Miss Thrasher, you're up next. Maya?
Miss Thrasher, your word is algorithm.
Now, Ms. Thrasher, before you begin,
yes,
I just want to let you know, this does not start with an O.
Why are we giving hints?
I just feel like some things have to be said at this point. Something you never know what you have to do until you have to do it. And I just felt like that was a thing that we needed to do at this point.
You eliminating whole vowels. I feel like that's
just to start with. Just a thought. It might be in there. Do you need the definition, or would you like to hear it in a sentence, or the origin of the word?
Sure. It's a character in Space Jam 2.
It's French coming from Latin.
Okay.
She got this.
Algorithm. A L G-O-R-H-Y-T-H-M.
She spelled algo and then rhythm together.
Okay, okay. I like the thought process.
I see where you were going. I saw where you went. You went to a dead end, which was wrong because we were looking for an overpass, but I saw where you were headed.
Some people don't do that. Some people try to spell one word. Yeah. Other people like, I know
I'm just going
to
push these two together.
It's words in this word.
Right. I saw what you were doing with that.
Mm-hmm.
Maya, do you want to give her the correct spelling of it?
Yes. It's A-L-G-O-R-I-T-H-M.
You were right up until that H before that I. You were so close. T-H-M, it would have been deal. But
got to go with your first mind.
You got to go with your first mind, which was not to start with the O. So I appreciate that. Ms. West, we're going to talk after the show.
Keep it all the way real with y'all. Farron and I, y'all know my wife, got into a strongly worded conversation. And it wasn't bad, but in that moment, as we're having this conversation, I thought about how far I've come. In the past, before therapy, before BetterHelp, I would have probably shut down maybe 10 minutes into that conversation. I don't want to talk about this no more. Completely shut down because of the trauma that I was carrying around with me for years. 30 plus years I've been carrying this trauma around, and I never talked to a therapist because I didn't think it would solve anything. I would have all these conversations in my head about why it wouldn't work and how it couldn't work. But when I actually sat down with a therapist and I found that sometimes just expressing vocally what I was thinking made a world of a difference, I was so thankful for BetterHelp. If you have ever thought about getting a therapist, or you ever had doubts about getting a therapist, or you didn't think you needed a therapist, this is the perfect time to get a therapist. You don't have to wait until the whole world is falling down and crumbling around you to seek help. You can absolutely seek help with a therapist while everything is totally fine. And I encourage that because I feel like that's a good baseline to see when things may start going wrong or telling how to get back to your center or what is the focus point of everything starting to come down or these problems. So I encourage you, let go of all the old rhetoric of your family members saying you don't talk about family business outside of this house and we don't do that. Let that go. You know what I'm saying? They might not have done that. They didn't have all the access that you have with BetterHelp. You don't have to go anywhere to do online therapy. You can do it from the comfort of your own home. And you have options even with that. You could do it via text. You could do it over the phone. Or you can do a virtual meeting. You have options, okay? And you can get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. That is completely unheard of. So I encourage everybody, especially my fellas out there, listen, man, get this help. It's here for you. Take advantage of it right now. And I want you to take advantage of it so much. I'm going to hook you up with 10% off your first month. All you have to do is go to betterhelp.com/wording. Again, that's betterhelp.com/wording. That's help, HELP.com/wording, man. Take advantage of your mental health right now. It will literally save your life.
And gentlemen, we're moving on to round two. Ms. West, I'm giving you a chance to redeem yourself right now. Before we even talk about the theme, I want you to lock in. Are you locked in?
I am.
All right. That's a good start. All right. The second round theme is taxes. Ms. West, are you ready?
No.
Okay. I appreciate the confidence behind that. No. Maya?
Okay. Your first word for taxes is beneficiary.
Break that word on down. Break it down.
Okay? I know benefit. That's
there you go. We'll start with that. Start with that.
Okay. Okay.
B-E-N-E-F-I-T. Can I go back on that T?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it A-C-Y?
No.
You're close. You just missed three letters.
How is that close then?
We got three more rounds, but you did better, okay? You did better.
Okay.
Started with the right letter this time. I'm going to be honest with you. Did you think she was going to get that far?
I had confidence. I feel like, you know, it's only the second round.
I don't have
any hard opinions. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe the benefit to beneficiary thing. I saw that.
Saw what she was going with that.
I do also think this is a good word that, like, you got to make people spell in your will. You gotta like, all right, if you want this money, if you wanna be a beneficiary,
I need you to spell it
you
first.
Need to stand up right now and spell it. And if you can spell it, then you can get this inheritance. If not, then you need to sit down. You
what
need
if it's
to sit
a child?
Down.
What if you make the child
then,
a beneficiary?
Then they not ready.
Okay.
They not ready.
Amen. That's,
when they turn nice. 18, they gotta show up.
Yes.
Come back to the courthouse.
Uh-huh.
And spell beneficiary.
I'm not mad at that. Okay, all right. Next up, we have Miss Thrasher. Maya?
Miss Thrasher, your word for taxes is domicile.
That's not on TurboTax.
It is. It's, just right not on the, it's not on the free version.
Yeah. You gotta, that, you gotta yeah.
what's the origin?
It's Latin.
Domicile.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Saying it correctly is half the battle.
Yeah.
It's not. It's not half the battle at all.
D-O-M.
Self to a great story.
Mm-hmm.
I-C-I-L-E.
That is correct.
That is correct, Miss Thrasher. And we have points on the board, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time of this game. We are moving on to round three, okay? This is the middle of the game right here. And this is one of my favorite rounds because this one can connect with everybody. Mm-hmm. This is commonly misspelled words. Now, Miss West, do you have a word that is commonly misspelled with you that just always gives you a tough time?
A bunch of them.
Okay. I can come out believe that. I can help you out. Yeah. Ron, what about you?
What about me?
Uh-huh.
February gives me trouble sometimes.
I can see that.
You
see
know, that. Because it's just like that R.
Yeah.
That's like just
it
right
just
there.
Sliding around there. You
yeah,
because yeah.
I don't February.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Yeah, nobody really does.
Yeah. It's yeah. February, mm-hmm. but it's an R in there, right?
It is. It is.
Yeah, it
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got on a trench coat.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Miss West, you're up first. Maya?
Your word for commonly misspelled words is entrepreneur.
Let me tell you, this is one that gets me.
That's one that's tough because you say it all the
time. You say it all the time.
You say it all the time.
It was my major. It was my major in my entrepreneurship.
Wait, you couldn't
and a minor
spell
in
your major?
I put ENTR. That's exactly what it did.
I took a class too. my major is international business. So like,
okay, all right.
That should be a breeze for you. You got this.
South Korea.
You got this.
Okay.
I gave you the first four letters.
Okay, so I have no confidence right now.
It's okay.
Maybe you need the origin. Maybe if you get the origin.
That's a good idea. Mike, could you give us the origin of entrepreneurship?
Then we'll figure out where we are right now.
It's a French word.
French.
Okay.
Entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
Okay. So E.
Yes.
N.
Okay.
T R I P E N. Is it I U R?
There you go. That is incorrect. Go ahead and just have a seat right there. You threw that I in it. That you first I heard, first I was like, that ain't it, but I'm going to let it finish.
Tahir sucked his teeth, and I was like,
I need to hear that part.
Yeah. No. Well, you know what? It is a commonly misspelled word, so we can't give it too much slack. There's not a lot of people that I think that could just hike that out right there. We got Katrina in the audience. Katrina, could you spell entrepreneurship for us right now?
Entrepreneurship.
Yeah. You want to come into the mic?
Yeah,
come on over.
Oh, is entrepreneurship?
No, it's just entrepreneur, but I just threw the ship on there.
He added the ship on. He had confidence that she could get the ship.
E-N-T-R-E-P-R-E-N.
Well, entrepreneur or entrepreneurship?
It's entrepreneur.
All right. E-N-E-U-R. Entrepreneur.
All right. Yes. Hey. Okay.
Hey.
Let me tell you something. But you saw she stalled a little bit. Though. It's one of those words.
Yeah.
So you can't even give her a lot of gripe because it is one of those words.
This is a unique game show where you make the contestants feel bad by bringing up people from the audience and having them do the task. What is going on here? Why did...
I was trying to prove that it was a difficult word.
But that it was a difficult word by getting someone from the audience.
I couldn't spell it. If I didn't have it in front of me, I wouldn't be able to spell it right out.
You know, it's the great thing about this country. You don't have to know how to spell entrepreneur to be one. There are plenty of people who own their own business
and
can't spell entrepreneur.
If Floyd Mayweather challenged entrepreneur in a ring, it would be his first loss. He would be 50-1. That
Floyd,
would be
we challenge you to come on, you and the money team, come on, wording is hard, and prove to hear wrong, okay?
He will not train.
You know, every night, 40 days, 40 nights.
We would probably have about the same score. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a strong speller. So, moving on to Miss Thrasher. Miss Thrasher, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, Maya?
Your word for commonly misspelled words is separate.
You got this, Miss Thrasher. Come on, don't bite that bottom lip.
I have problems spelling. Separate.
There you go.
S-E-P-E-R-A-T-E.
Mm. I'm sorry. Very close, but that's not the right word.
You're very close.
Very close.
Yes, it's a commonly misspelled word, folks.
Okay, so wait. I'm going to need to learn how to spell this one and then also the other one, too.
Separate and separate?
Yeah, I'm going to need that one, too.
All right, well, let's get the correct spelling for this one first.
This one, to pull apart, to detach, is S-E-P-A-R-A-T-E.
All right. Amaya, okay. Could you give him the correct spelling of separate?
Like separate?
Yeah, separate. I'm sorry.
I believe that's S-E-P-E-R-A-T-E.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. So that's that letter.
I asked her
because
I wasn't confident in my damn self.
Okay.
On to our next round, which is themed vacation. We're going to kick it off with Miss West again. Maya?
Okay. So your word for vacations is complimentary. Like a complimentary breakfast.
It is. Yeah. A free vacation for that complimentary sit down you have to do for that timeshare.
Okay.
Those are the worst. Those are the absolute worst. You got this, Miss West. Just take your time.
You got this.
Come on.
Complimentary?
Complimentary.
Am I saying that right? Complimentary.
Close enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, complimentary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I could barely say it, why y'all want me to spell it?
Just go as far as
you can. You got this.
I barely even know English, and y'all got me up here.
Got 2 seconds. Ms. West.
Yes, 2 seconds.
Solid 10 seconds.
C-O. Dan, oh, okay. That's C-O.
Yeah, it was a solid C-O.
M.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
P.
Come on now.
L.
She's on a roll.
Dan, you making me nervous.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to big you up, queen.
E.
5 seconds.
Nervous. Complimentary.
Mm-hmm. And that's time. I'm sorry. You did get a chance to finish spelling it, but it's okay because you started spelling it wrong anyway. You put that E where there was actually an I. But you were doing so well. You were doing so. We were all rooting for you.
Yeah.
I'll bet.
Tyra Banks started called. Strong. She texted me. We're rooting for her. Do you want to spell the word for Maya, please?
Yes, this is free of charge, complimentary breakfast. It's C-O-M-P-L-I-M-E-N-T-A-R-Y. There is another one with an E, and that's probably what you were thinking of.
Wait, what's the other one with
like
the E?
Like complimentary angles.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Didn't even.
I didn't even make it that far in the math to know about the complimentary
angles. Yeah, just knew about one.
Okay.
Two acute angles in the inner triangle.
They compliment. They're cute.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Miss Thrasher. Maya?
Miss Thrasher, your word for vacations is amenities.
Come on, Miss Thrasher. Stand for us.
They say Latin's a dead language, but it keeps popping up.
It keeps popping. I took Latin for 2 years.
Just let it die.
I don't remember anything from it. Be honest with you.
Can you use in a sentence? Yeah.
Yes. The one-star review read, this place has the amenities of an Iranian prison.
Wow.
That is a strong review, wow. Lily.
That is
on the Motel 6.
A very, very
after they left the light on for you.
Very global person on Yelp wrote that.
Yeah, yeah, you can tell. Well traveled.
Mm-hmm.
Amenities. I am M E N I T I E S.
No.
That is in, she was trying to spell immunization.
Yeah.
That's what she, yeah. She started yeah. Immunity is what she started with.
You started with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. You started with an I, and amenity starts with an A. So you and Ms. West are about evenly matched at this point, with authenticity starting with the O. Maya, would you like to spell amenities correctly for her?
Yes, it's A-M-E-N-I-T-I-E-S. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
That's what happened. They didn't pray before.
They didn't pray. They didn't pray. It's got amen in it. Amen.
See, she didn't.
You know?
Don't tell on her episode.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever had any problems going to sleep? You wake up not feeling rested, all types of sorts of aches and pains. Well, guess what? It's probably time to change your mattress. And you're in luck because I'm here to tell you about Ghostbed. Now, talking about all these mattress companies, let me tell you something about Ghostbed. They have 2 decades of experience. They've been making products for 2 decades. That's experience you can't just get from reading a book or going online. No, 2 decades. They understand that sleep is personal and mattress shopping can be overwhelming. We all know that. So Ghostbed takes the guesswork out of the equation with their online mattress quiz. Okay. You answer a few questions about your lifestyle, your sleeping style, all of that type of stuff. And then they will recommend the right Ghostbed mattress for you. You get 101 night sleep trial with free returns, okay, for that added peace of mind, and you get free shipping because Ghostbed proudly manufactures all their products in the USA, okay? So if it's time for a new mattress, right, you moved into your apartment or your home, wherever you've had the same mattress since you stayed with your parents or in your first apartment, it's time to get rid of that, okay? For a limited time, our listeners can get 30% off of Ghostbed mattresses plus 2 luxury pillows or got another deal for you, 40% off. You heard right, get 40% off of a bundle mattress with their award-winning adjustable base. Now, all you have to do to take advantage of this right now is use the promo code WORDING, W-O-R-D-I-N-G, at ghostbed.com/wording to take advantage of this offer. Again, that's ghostbed.com/wording with the promo code WORDING.
All right, let's jump into this last round where anything can go.
Okay.
And this last theme is dinner.
Not to be confused with diner.
Yeah.
That's a different word. I do know that.
Yeah, yeah, you can usually get Miss West, you're first. Are you ready? Are you ready to redeem yourself? This is it. You could at least tie right here. Are you ready?
No.
Okay, the confidence is, even in the no, is lacking right now.
Yeah.
Maya?
Miss West, your word for dinner is cacciatore.
You know what? Now I feel like it's personal.
Yeah,
now
that
like it is. It is. That's it is. I had a Starbucks card for you, Maya. Apple and everything. And you gonna do
the
this
bribery
to me. Can you? What is the original word?
It's Italian.
Okay.
I haven't had cacciatore in a while.
Cacciatore.
It might be time. It might be time. I might go get some tonight.
That was my Italian.
I heard that.
Cacciatore?
Cacciatore.
Cacciatore.
Cacciatore. Okay. Now this is going.
We're going to start the clock. 15 seconds starting now.
C.
Mm-hmm.
A. T. C.
Mm-hmm.
A. T. O. R-Y?
There you go. That is incorrect. That is very incorrect.
You're a hater.
Category. Like category 9.
She put the
wrong.
She put the catch in there.
She did.
It's
she did.
One of them tricky ones.
I was like, there ain't no way there's an H in there.
Yeah, you were right. Yeah.
No, there's
you were
no
right.
No. Mike, do you want to spell it correctly for us?
It was wrong on the outside, but you was right on the inside.
With that feeling.
Yeah, when you thought that, that was right.
Okay.
It's CACCIATORE.
Yeah.
Ain't no way.
Yeah. It's one of those. It's a tricky one.
That's the reason it's round five. Yeah. It's difficult.
Yeah, a couple of those C's was hiding behind another C, hiding in front of a C. It was a lot going on in that word.
It's a lot going on in that word.
You gave it your best.
I don't rock with the double C's in my words.
It's a lot. I don't appreciate it. All right, Miss Thrasher. There's no pressure at this point right now, but if you wanted to double it up, here is your chance, okay? This is the last round of the game. The theme is dinner. Maya?
Your last word is broccolini.
Broccolini.
This is one of her favorite sides. Okay. I can tell the way she stood up. She was ready. She was ready for the broccolini.
What's the origin?
It's Italian coming from Latin.
Broccolini.
Accent helps. Thank you. B-R-O-C-O-L-I-N-I. Broccolini.
So close.
I'm sorry.
So close.
B-R-O-C-C-O-L-I-N-I.
Left out one C.
If these double C words had optional C's,
they would have killed it. They would have killed it.
It'd be a different game.
I'm be honest with you. I didn't see that one coming. I thought she had it for broccoli. Okay. I thought she would have just threw that in there with the leanie. But, you know, it's okay. She gave it her best shot. And that's all we ask from the contestants of this show.
Mm-hmm.
So, at the end of round five, the end of the game, the score rest at Miss Thrasher 1, Miss West 0, and Miss Thrasher is our winner for the 169th annual Spelling Bee Championship. I want to thank our guests for coming. Miss Thrasher, thank you so much for coming. Miss West, I appreciate your presence. And we couldn't do this without the amazing Maya. Maya, you did an amazing job announcing the words again. It's always a pleasure to work with you. I want to thank my special guest.
Come on.
Rob Hayes, who evidently does not write the articles at XNXX Videos.
I do not.
But we appreciate it.
Don't put that on me.
Don't put that on him, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host to hear more. We'll see you next time on the next championship. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.